Our reading for Tuesday, June 16th, is going to come from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. Finally, brothers, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored, as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men. For not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things that we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us, because we were not idle when we were with you. Nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it, but with toil and labor we worked night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. It was not because we do not have that right, but to give you and ourselves an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we would give you this command: if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. For we have heard that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busybodies. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. As for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. If anyone does not obey what we say in this letter, take note of that person and have nothing to do with him, that he may be ashamed. Do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord will be with you all. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. This is the sign of genuineness in every letter of mine. It is the way I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. So that finishes out 2 Thessalonians for us. Let's think about a few things that are contained within this final chapter, and then we'll be done with our reading for today. Paul regularly ends his letters with some quick admonitions and some closing thoughts, and many times a request for prayers. And he does that here in verse 1 of chapter 3. Pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored. And then he pays them a compliment along with this: as it happened among you. So he uses them as an example and basically says, we would like to have the same reception to the gospel with others as we had with you, so pray for that end. Verse 2, also pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not all have faith. So there are always trials that were going on for Paul during his ministry, and as we mentioned, this was coinciding with his own personal struggles and persecutions that he was undergoing. And so he is asking for them to be in prayer about these situations, that he may be delivered from those that were doing evil and wicked things against him. And of course, if they were doing them against him and his work in preaching the gospel, then they are also doing them against Jesus. Verse 3, but the Lord is faithful. Paul recognizes that even if he's not delivered, that doesn't mean the will of the Lord wouldn't be done. And that his faithfulness is not determined by whether he did exactly what we asked him to do through prayer or not. We pray as the Lord wills, and so we recognize that God has a choice in these things. But his faithfulness is shown in Jesus Christ and in his ultimate rescuing of us from this earthly endeavor, rather than him rescuing us from every trial and persecution that we might come under. With that thought, he also says he will establish you and guard you against the evil one. Through the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, we do have victory over sin and death, victory over Satan. But that comes through Jesus himself on that final day in which he comes to collect his own and take us home with him. Verse 4, we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things we command. They've already demonstrated their faithfulness and their interest in serving God faithfully and adhering to the example of Paul as he imitates Christ, adhering to the teachings of Paul that come from Christ. So he says, I have no doubts about it. I believe that you absolutely will do these things that are being told to you as far as what is the will of God in their lives. So verse 5, may the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God, to the steadfastness of Christ. If we want any comfort, it has to come from that love of God. That love of God is manifested in a number of ways. But namely, it is His care for us in all forms that it takes, from His eternal plan of redemption to the answering of our prayers. Then he adds to that the steadfastness of Christ, which is going back to the idea of the faithfulness of Christ, the trustworthiness that He will follow through on the work that He does. Verse 6, we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you received from us. So he's just telling them, if there's somebody that is unwilling to accept the teachings that the apostles are handing down, which are coming from Christ himself, if they are unwilling to be active, that they should mark them and discipline them and keep away from them, that hopefully they would repent and come back. Verse 7, you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us. He says, we were not idle when we were with you. We did not eat anyone's bread without paying for it. They labored and worked night and day so that they would not be a burden to them. They had the right. It was perfectly legal, if you want to put it that way, for them as evangelists and as apostles to accept support from the brethren and teach them to give support to support the preaching of the gospel. But he says, we didn't want to do that. We didn't want to burden you with that. We wanted you to be free of that burden. And also, there's also, you know, the idea that you would understand that our motivations are not greedy motivations. So sometimes Paul would receive support from a congregation that he wasn't currently working with, and that helped him to do the same thing in other locations as well. He says, we gave you an example to imitate, the example of working to make your way. You know, don't depend on everybody else to provide for your sustenance. If you have the ability to work, then you should. Verse 10, even when we were with you, we would give you this command. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. We're not to be a slothful people. We're not to be a greedy people. People that would just sit back and accept help from everybody else when we could do it on our own. I'm not saying there's never a time in which we need help from others. There absolutely is, and we should help each other in those circumstances. But he's talking about getting by day to day, that people need to get up, be active, and work for what they eat. And it says, some were walking in idleness, not busy at work, but busy bodies, which gives another connotation to it. It's not even just that they're unwilling to work, it's that they're causing some problems, causing a little strife within the church as well. Such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. Sometimes, let's be honest for a moment, sometimes we just need to be busy so we don't get ourselves in trouble. When we don't have something to do, our minds can go places that they don't need to be. We can get ourselves engaged in activities that we don't need to be engaged in. And when we're only sitting in front of the television all day, we're probably not ingesting wholesome programming either. So we need to be engaging ourselves in good works that we are able to do. And so that's what he says in verse 13, don't grow weary in doing good. Same idea that he gave them in Galatians chapter 6 to the churches of Galatia there. And if anyone does not obey what we say in this letter, take note of that person, have nothing to do with them, that they may be ashamed. Do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. The idea behind discipline in the local church is not that we can punish somebody. Punishment belongs to the Lord. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. However, we are to discipline them in such a way that we give them an earthly taste of what they are doing to themselves spiritually. We remove that spiritual family from them, that they should understand that they are removing themselves from their spiritual family and from the Heavenly Father. Verse 16, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace. The Lord be with you all. And then verse 17, he just points out that this letter is from him. He wrote it himself. It's not anyone else's word. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And I will leave you at the end of this reading for today with that same sentiment. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you. And I would ask you to continue in prayer that God may be with us all.